On the first daf in Gittin, we discussed a lot writing the Get Lishma. So the Rosh in Hilchas Sefer Torah, we mentioned that the Rosh in Hilchas Sefer Torah raises a question. When you have to write Sefer Torah Lishma, the Ramban says, Kisva Lachem, Sashiroz Aslachem, Shem Chayvaschem. The Gemara never has the Drosha, the Ramban on Sukkah. Daftes suggests that's the drasha. So the Rosh raises the question, when you write the Get Lishma, you write a Sefer Torah Lishma, do you need Amira, or is it enough with Machshoga? So he says, he thinks that, he quotes earlier Bali HaTosis, he thinks it depends on the Machloikas that the Rishonim have in the first daf in Zvachim, in the first daf in Menachos, in the middle of Bava Metzia, in Psachim, a different Masechtis, where the Pigul, Machsheves Pigul means Machshava, Machsheves Pigul means Dibur. Or take, for example, the opening Mishnah in Zvachim. If you shecht the Korban with the Shinui Kodesh, I'm shechting Shlamim, and I say, I'm shechting it, it should be an Oilo. I shecht an Oilo, I want it to be a Shlamim. So if you make a Shinui Kodesh, so the din is the korban is kosher. By most korbanos, korban is kosher, but it's le'ola le'bailam l'shem chayvo. The Bailam took an edit to bring the shlamin baranoila, so they're not yotze, they have to bring another one. With the exception of the two korbanos, chatos and pesach, that if you have a Shinui Kodesh, the whole korban is pasul. So that's a question in the Rishonim. What do you mean Shinui Kodesh machshava? Lo yichashiv lo. It's an avera to have machsheves psul. Lo yichashiv is a lav. What do you mean lo yichashiv lo? If he has machshava, just thinking, or machshava means dibur. So that's a machlokes harishonim. So the Rosha relates that to ksiva lishma. Whether lishma means machshava lishma or lishma means dibur. The Rambam writes a very big chiddush. He distinguishes between machsheves shinui kodesh by chatos and Pesach. The Mishnah, the first Mishnah in Zvachim says, those are the only two karbonas where if you did a Shinui Kodesh, the whole karbon becomes pasul. And you can't continue to do the avodas. You're not allowed to be makrevit on the mizbeach. It's pasul. So the Rambam writes, however, there's a difference between the two, between chatos and korban Pesach, and the Nesek Kelim don't know where the Rambam got it from. It doesn't seem to appear in the Gemara anywhere. Maybe it's a Mechilta somewhere, maybe it's a Tosefta, but they write, they don't know where it is. The Gemara says, at least when you get to Chatos, that if you shech the Chatos, l'shem oil or l'shem shlomim, it's possible. L'shem chulin does not possible. L'shem chulin, the korban will be kosher, it'll be loyola l'baylim, l'shem chayva. But the korban will not be possible. And by korban Pesach, the Rambam writes, Shech the Pesach l'shem chul and the whole korban was be pasul. So they're not sure exactly where the Rambam got that from. Korban Pesach, the last Mishnah in Perek Hazeh Mekayimah, is printed in the Siddur before Baruch Shamar. So the last Mishnah lists off all of the four special dinim that apply to Korban Pesach that don't apply to any other korbanos. A Pesach en anechel ela balayla, normally a korban pesach is a kochim kalim, so kochim kalim is nechel shnei yamim v'layla echad. If you have a korban taido, it's a kochim kalim, it's nechel yom v'layla. At chatzos, but it's nechel yom v'layla. You can eat it either the daytime or the nighttime till chatzos menator. You can eat it all night long. With the rabbana k'dei laharchi k'sod menador, you have to finish eating it by chatzos. So by korban pesach is a din, you can't eat it by yom. Only nechel b'layla. If you're going to eat it by yom, you won't be yotzei the mitzvah. So why not eat it b'toras kachim kalim? No, you're not allowed to eat the korban pesach b'toras kachim kalim. If you're not yotzei the mitzvah korban pesach, you can't eat it. Take for example, a pesach and a nechla ela at chatzos. So the Gemara in the end of the first perek in Brachos presents the machlokes Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Loza ben Azaria, whether the din of chatzos is a din d'oraisa, din d'rabbanan. Rabbi Akiva holds that the din of chatzos is only with the Rabbani k'dei l'harchikus o'od n'minhu aveira. Manatari can really eat the Korban Pesach all night long. And according to Rabbi Loza ben Azaria, the din of chatzos is a din d'oraisa. That's when Makkas Bechoris was, so that's when you have to finish eating the Korban Pesach by chatzos. Is there any difference halacha l'maaseh b'zman hazeh, whether you hold like Rabbi Akiva or like Rabbi Loza ben Azaria? So the Gemara We spoke last week, the Gemara has towards the very end, next to the last Omid base in the Masechta, the Gemara said the difference is whether you have to finish eating the matzah and the maror and the halal on the Arba Kaisas also by Chatzos. If Chatzos is only a gzerim of the Rabbanon, so they only made a gzerim by the Korban Pesach, because you're minatoria, according to Rabbi Kiva, you're allowed to eat the Korban Pesach all night long till Alos HaShach. Alos HaShach is pitch black outside. It's very hard to tell what time. If you have a clock or you have a watch, so you look on this bottom and they tell you when Alos HaShach is. But in the days of the Tanoim, most of the people did not have any clocks. They didn't have any watch. How are they going to know when is Alos HaShach? And if you eat the Korban Pesach after Alos HaShach, it's in Isu Kares. You're eating Noiser. So they made a Gzera de Rabban. You're not allowed to eat after Chatzos. But as far as should they make a Gzera de Rabban that you have to finish the Hallel by Chatzos, you have to finish all the Abakosis by Chatzos, because he may be drinking the Abakosis after Alos HaShachar, and you're drinking wine before davening. Drinking wine before davening is an Isser, but it's probably an Isser de Rabbanon. The whole Chiyuv to daven is only made the Rabbanon. So the Pashtus is that the Gemara says, if Chatzos is Exer de Rabbanon, they only made Exer by the Korban Pesach, because there's a concern you'll be eating Noiser, which is an Isser Koris. But if you all Chatzos is a Din de Raisa like Rav Loz Manazah, then it should apply even to the Arba Kosis. So how do we paskin? So Tosis writes, they're not sure. Based on the Klole HaPsak, Rabbi Kiva was older than Rav Loz Ben Azariah. The Din should be like Rabbi Akiva, against Rav Loz Ben Azariah. The problem is that the Stam Mishnah and Zayim Mekayim is like Rav Loz Ben Azariah, because it's written with such a serious statement, a double negative. HaPesach Ein HaNechel Ela Ad Chatzos. You're not allowed to eat it after Chatzos. So the Gemara says from the Loshon HaMishnah, such a serious statement, doesn't say Ein Lechel Pesach HaChatzos. Ein HaNechel Ela Ad Chatzos sounds like it's Deraisa. So that's Tosis raised the question. Maybe since there's a Stam Mishnah like Rav Loz Ben Azariah, maybe we should pass like Rav Loz Ben Azariah. That's what the Ramah quotes in Shulchan Aruch. The more correct is that you should finish all the Abakosis by Chatzos HaLaila. Then the din is Pesach Ein HaNechel Ela L'Menuyah. It's the only korban that you can only eat it if you're one of the Memunim. Before the Shechita, you have to know in advance who are the Memunim, who are the Shutvim, who's going to eat this korban Pesach. The Minchas Chinuch quotes a Talmud of his. The name doesn't strike a bell at all. He quotes one of his Talmudim and pointed out there seems to be a contradiction between two Gemaras towards the end of Psochem. What's the definition of Lemenuyev? Lemenuyev means you have a list of people, you have it written down, you know, in your mind, who's going to eat from the Korban Pesach. Or does it mean they have to have a Shutfins and Dini Mominus? They have to be Bailim, and Dini Mominus, they have to make a Kinyan. So it seems to be a contradiction between two Gemaras. One Gemara sounds like you really need a Kinyan. The Gemara says as long as you have them in mind. Rabbel Soloveitchik in the Sefer HaChumash points out that from the Mechilta it would appear like that sad that you need bailos, because it says the Mechilta has a comment, Mishchu ukhu lachem sele beisov sele. What do you mean Mishchu? So the Mechilta says Mikan that the behema daka is niknes b'mishicha. Who's talking about Kinyan? So he says the Mechilta means to say that you have to shech the Korban Pesach. You have to be a memuna on the Korban Pesach. Memuna means you made a kinyan, you have a shutfis and ownership in the behema. So it says that the Korban Pesach is merakvasim min ha'izim, it's a behema daka. There's a behema gasa, behema daka. Behema gasa has a 9-month pregnancy, behema daka has a 5-month pregnancy, they're different kind of animals. So the Korban Pesach is merakvasim min ha'izim tikochu. So that's a behema daka. So the Mechilta says mikan she behema daka niknes b'mishicha. The Mechilta seems to be assuming that lemenuyev means you have to be a shutev in ownership of the korban pesach. Special din lemenuyev. We learned a little bit of the Gemara in Gittin about brere. Let's say the father's in Yerushalayim already, and he's shechting the Korban Pesach, and he says, I have a mind He has a whole bunch of children. He has a mind to be Memane, the one of his children who will be the first one to arrive in Yerushalayim. So the Gemara says, sometimes all he meant was he challenges all the children, he wants to see who's going to be the first one, but he really has everybody in mind. He's Memane everybody. But if he really only says, I only have in mind to be Memane, the one who comes to Yerushalayim first, so that's going to be a question whether you pass can yesh brere, ain brere. Can you make such a minui? At the time of Shechitas HaPesach, none of the children arrive yet. They're going to come later. They're going to come a few hours later. You don't know who's going to be first. So if you hold yesh brere, that'll be a good minui. We pass can bedinim deraisa, ain brere. There's a long run in the beginning, in the dorm, the beginning of Perashat HaShutvim, a very long run, where the Ran quotes the different opinions, three different opinions. How do you paskan on the topic of Brera? So there's one opinion, Yesh Brera, one opinion, Ain Brera, and we paskan sort of the compromised opinion based on the Gemara, the end of Beitza, with respect to Dinam Daraisa, Ain Brera, with respect to Dinam Darabanan, Yesh Brera. So the Gemara raises a question, if with respect to Dinam Daraisa, Ain Brera, the head of the other children, it says in the Mishnah, all the children eat. It says he has in mind the one who's going to come first, but all the children can eat. How can they all eat? If they ain't breiris, and no one is memun on the korban, even the one who came first shouldn't be allowed to eat in the korban pesach. So the Gemara says an answer. So Tosfos explains, what does the answer mean? That it means if the children are before bar mitzvah, if the children are after bar mitzvah, the din is ain't breiris. They're not allowed to eat from the korban pesach because the minui was not valid. But if the children are before bar mitzvah, even though ain brera, we say celebrate avos lav daraisa. They don't have to be memuna. So that's a pella. All the rishonim, the balei hatosfos, all raise a question. But there's a din daraisa learned that from psukim lo sachilum. You're not allowed to feed treif of food to a child even before bar mitzvah, even an infant who doesn't understand anything. You have to buy kosher food. You're not allowed to feed the child non-kosher food. So how can you give the child korban pesach if they're not memuna? There's an issa. You're not allowed to eat it. You're not allowed to eat korban pesach if it's lo lemenuyav. You're feeding the child something that's awesome. So there's a, when they print the Toras Kohanim, the commentary of the Tanoim, Achomish Vayikra, it's called Toras Kohanim. So when they print it, they have on the side two perushim, one by the Ravid, that's by the real Ravid, and one by the Rash. I think they say, they don't think that it's by the Rash. So the one that's miyuchas to the Rash has a comment on this question, how can you feed the children? It's a lola menuyev. So he gives an answer that's not correct. He gives an answer that's against the Mishnah. He says, there is no din that you're not allowed to eat shalola menuyev. The din is, if you eat shalola menuyev, you're not yotze in the mitzvah of korban pesach. But you can eat like a kochim kalim. They can eat like a shlomim. A korban pesach is like a shlomim. The Rambam writes in the Hakdamah to Pirush HaMishnayos to say the kochim, that in kochi kochim there are different kinds. There's a chatos and an osham and an oilo and a mincha, different kinds of kochi kochim. But he says in kochim kalim they're basically one kind. It's a shlomim. There are different brands of shlomims. So the din is that if you're shalol menuyav, you're permitted to eat it. It's not trait, but you're not yotze the mitzvah. So that's what the later Mefarshim say. That's against the Beferish and Mishnah. Mishnah and Pesachim talks about two groups broiled their korban pesach in the same oven, the same broiler simultaneously. So the schmaltz from one is spritzing on the other one. The juice from one is jumping on the other one inside the oven. So the Gemara says no one's allowed to eat from any korban pesach because some of the juice that you're going to be eating, some of the droplets of the schmaltz are going to be from the other korban pesach, and it's going to be shalol lemenuyav. So if you say like the Rash said that you only need lemenuyav in order to be yotze the mitzvah of korban pesach, but there's no aveira to eat shalol lemenuyav, so you're going to eat a whole kazayis from the korban pesach that's yours. It's going to have a little schmaltz from the other one, but there's no issa. So you see from the Mishnah that there's an issur that you're not allowed to eat shalol menuyav. So that's what the later Mefarshim say, the answer that's given by this pseudo Rash commentary on the Toras Kohanim seems to be incorrect. Pashta says that it's not correct. So what's taka the answer? we paskan that that ktanim, the children are not bar mitzvah, you don't have to be memanah them on a korban Pesach. Sell the base of his love there, I say, you don't have to be memanah them. So you're allowed to feed them the korban Pesach. So the two answers that are given, so there's a Tosis Simsochem gives an answer, l'shem chinuch, you're allowed to. L'shem chinuch, you're allowed to. If we're dealing with an issue deraisa, that's a question. Is that called chinuch? The Gemara has on the first daf in Sukkah that in order to be mechanech the children, the Sukkah has to be a kosher Sukkah. You're going to have the children sitting in the Sukkah with the schachas l'mala me'asher mama. So the Sukkah is puzzled, so you're not yotze chinuch. Even though the children won't realize that it's l'mala me'asher mama. Or let's say you give a child a lulav and an esrig, and the first 2 days you need shalachem. So the child doesn't understand ownership. He won't remember one way or the other when he grows up. So it says in Shulchan Aruch, you're not yet a chinuch unless you give the child, and a lot of stores that sell you, if you want a kosher lulav and an esrig, it costs you $150. You want a chinuch set, it costs you $20. What do you mean $20? Puzzle. The whole thing is puzzle. If it would be kosher, it would cost $150. So you're not yotzei chinuch if you give a puzzle esrig to the child. So how can you say over here that mitam chinuch you're permitted to give the child even not shalolam nuyev? If there's an issa deraisa to eat shalolam nuyev, what kind of a chinuch is that? That's a difficult taisa, but that's what taisa answers. Since it's for the purpose of chinuch, so there's no issa of shalolam nuyev. And the other answer that the Ran and Adarim gives, this Gemara appears in Adarim Lamed Vav, the other answer given by the Ran is that the issa to eat shalolam nuyev only applies to such people who have to be memunim on the Korban Pesach. It applies to adults who are past bar mitzvah, but children before bar mitzvah, since there's no obligation on them that they have to be memunah, celebes habis lav deraisa, there's no requirement that you have to be memana them. So therefore, on Ketanim, there's no issa to eat shalolam nuyev. So those are the two answers that are given by the Rishon. How can you feed the Korban Pesach to the children before bar mitzvah if you weren't memana them, celebes habis lav deraisa? What happened to the issa? You're not allowed to feed macholas asuris to Ketanim. So the one answer is that l'shem chinuch you're allowed to. The other answer is given that not l'shem chinuch you're allowed to. You're not yotzei anything. The answer is that the whole iser of shalolam nuyev only applies to one who can become a memuna on a korban Pesach. The Minhas Chinuch says perhaps a little chapen af kamina. What if a person has a child who's not bar mitzvah but is a cherish or a shaita? So the din of chinuch al pi pashtus only applies to children who are normal, healthy. They're going to grow up someday. They'll become a bar chiyuva, a bar das. So then there's a din of chinuch. But as a cherish or a shaita, there's no din of chinuch. So if you say that celebes habis lav deraisa, there's no isa to give shalolam nuyev if the person is not mechuyev to be memunet, then you can even have the children of cherish or shaita also participate in the Korban Pesach. But if you say like Tosfos in Psochim, that it's because of mitam chinuch, so the Pashtus says that there is no din of chinuch by cherish and shoita. The din of chinuch only applies to children who will, it looks like they'll grow up to become bar mitzvah, and they'll be mechuyev in the mitzvah later on. When you learn Yerideya, you start with Hilchos Shechita. So in Siman Yutes, in the beginning of Yerideya, is the siman, the whole chapter about Birchas Hashchita, that kol ha-mitzvahs kulam mevarach aleim oivel asiyosam. That's the Gemara, the first parak in Pesachim, Davov, Dav Zayin. He's supposed to recite a bracha oivel asiyosam. So one is required to recite a bracha before you do Shechita as well. What's the din of a person, let's say a person did a mitzvah, a person put on his talis and tefillin and he daven and he forgot to say a bracha. So Kol Zman is still wearing the talis and the tefillin. It's oivel asiyosam. He's still wearing the talis and tefillin. He can say the bracha. It looks better if you touch the tefillin, if you touch the talis. But strictly speaking, even if you don't touch the tzitzis, even if you don't touch the tefillin, it's still oivel asiyosam because he's still wearing the talis and the tefillin. If you put up a mezuzah a month ago and you didn't say a bracha, then you're going to say a bracha now, the pashtus is not going to help if you're going to touch it. Touching it just makes it look better. But the kriyas ha-mezuzah was done already. Rav Moshe Feinstein writes not so. But all the poskim from centuries ago, right, not like Rav Moshe, you put up a mezuzah, then a year later you remind yourself you never said a bracha, you're going to say a bracha now, it's a year too late. It's lachar asiyasim. If you're still wearing the talis and tefillin, then it's ayval asiyasim. So you touch it, it looks even better. So what's the din? Let's say a person put on talis and tefillin before the zman. You can't say a bracha before Mashiach or Eschaver, Berichu Gdal Aram. So Rav Moshe Feinstein writes in his Sforim, he thinks that in the New York area, Mashiach or Eschaver, Berichu Gdal Aram, depends what part of the globe you live. It depends how light is it outside. So in the New York area, Rav Moshe thinks that it's between 35 and 40 minutes. Here in Breuers, in the neighborhood, they always assume that it's 55 minutes before sunrise. I thought I don't have such good eyes. I thought it's between 30 and 35 minutes. I think it's between 35 and 40 minutes. Whatever, it's some amount of time before sunrise. So let's say a person put on talis and tefillin, he's diving at an early minyan, and it's 45 minutes before sunrise, so he can't say the bracha. So he's supposed to say the bracha later when you get to Baruch Shama, before Baruch Shama. Let's say it's too early, so he's supposed to say the bracha after Yishtabach. He still didn't say the bracha. He already took off the talis and the tefillin. And when he takes off the talis and the tefillin, he realizes he forgot to say a bracha. Can he say the bracha then? Mamash, he's in the process of taking it off, wrapping up the talis and the tefillin. Can he say a bracha? So the Rambam writes in a few places, Farfal, Mashanasik Varnasa, you cannot say a bracha lachar asiyosim. And the Orzarua doesn't quote the Rambam. He didn't have a Rambam. The Ozarua was from the Chachmei. Ozarua lived in Vienna, Rabbi Yitzchok Ozarua. But he disagrees with the Rambam. The Shach and Yoredeus, Simon Yutes, points out that this is a machlokes, the Rambam and the Ozarua. Can a person recite the bracha, Lachar Asiyasim B'Yevet? He didn't say the bracha before, and he already finished doing the mitzvah. Can he say the bracha later? I was once at a wedding where the grandfather was Masadi Kedushin. The grandfather was a rabbi for 100 years. He was a rabbi. But because it was his grandchild getting married, he was so excited. So he had them say Hariat Mekudeshesli, and he forgot to say the Birchas Harrison. He held the drasha under the chuppah, and after his drasha, he was so carried away with excitement, he forgot to say the bracha. So that's machloikas, the Ramam and the Orzarua, where they can say the bracha lachar asiyos. So there in Yeridah, Simon Yutes, there's a Ramah. The Ramah says that sometimes we would recommend that the Shechet should not recite the bracha over Lasiyasim before he shechts the animal. Let's say the animal fell down a flight of stairs. So the din requires you have to be Boidek to make sure that there are no broken ribs. If the ribs, sometimes broken ribs can make a trefa, sometimes the broken ribs can cause a puncture in the lungs. Broken rib itself is not a trefa, but sometimes broken ribs can, the edge of the broken rib can cause a nekev in the lungs. So you have to check the animal after you finish the shechita. See, there's a machloikis in Rishonim. If you shechta an animal which is a trefa, means it's a kosher animal, but it has a broken leg in such a way that it's a trefa, so the shechita is mitar midein avela, but it's osa b'achila. So would you recite the bracha if you know in advance the animal is a trefa? So Rashi's opinion is in the Tshuvas, Rashi's opinion is that one does recite the bracha, even if you know in advance you're shechting an animal which is a treif and it's going to be asa b'achila, but the shechit is mitar midein avel. We don't follow Rashi on this issue. We pass from that if you know in advance that it's a treif, you don't say bracha. So what's the din if the animal fell down a flight of stairs, an afula, and it may have broken ribs in such a way that it punctured the hole in the lungs? So it says in Shulchan Aruch, it says in the Ramon, it's in Yutes, in Hilchos Shechita, the Shechit should not say a bracha in advance. He should shech the animal, if he's only shechting one animal. Today, they don't shech one animal. Today they have slaughterhouses. Years ago, every village had a Shechit, and the Shechit was shecht one animal, and that was it for the whole week, for all the people in the village. And today, the shecht in the slaughterhouse, so the shecht many animals. So you say the bracha before you shecht an animal that you think is going to turn out to be kosher. But let's say in Europe, you're only shechting one animal. So the Ramah says, don't say the bracha in advance. Shecht the animal, cut it open, check to see if there are any holes in the lungs, and if you see that it's not a trefa, then you say the bracha. So the Shach has this whole discussion. Do we really paskan like that? B'di'evid, you're against the Rambam, we paskan like the Urza Ruah? That's a big question. So the Urza Ruah brings a raya that he is correct from the Mishnah in the very end, the last daf in Maseches Pesachim, the last Mishnah. We have a din that, let's say, if you're eating two foods together, one is a nikka, one is a tefillah. Let's say you have potatoes, so you say barpi adoma. Let's say a person wants to eat salt, sugar, so you say shakal niya bedvar. What if he has a potato with butter on it, and he has a potato with salt on it? So he says two brachas, barpi adoma on the potato and shakal on the butter, or shakal on the salt. So that's birach alika pateres atfelu. He's eating two things together. One of them needs a bracha adama, one of them needs a bracha shakol, but the butter or the salt is a tuffle to the potato. So you just say a bracha on the ikir, you don't have to say a bracha on the tuffle. So there's a question, does this din, ikir and tuffle, carry over to birchas ha-mitzvah? Is there such a thing? There are two mitzvahs, A and B, and one is an ikir, one is a tuffle. Is there such a thing? One mitzvah is tuffle to the other. And if there is such a thing, do you say birch ha-lika patas ha-tfeilu? So the Mishnah has a machloikas hatanoim, the very last Mishnah in Pesachim. Birach ala Pesach, poteres hazevach. There's such a thing as chagiga sarba osa. You bring a korban chagiga on erev Pesach. The din is that on all shalosh ugalim Pesach shavuos sukkos, you have to bring three korbanos: ria chagiga and simcha. Oilas ria, shalmi chagiga, and shalmi simcha. So the question is, that's on Yontif. On Yontif, on Chalamoid, you bring Shalmei Chagiga. Then in addition to the Shlamim, that you have to do the Shechita on the Shalmei Chagiga, you have to do the Shechita on Yontif, on Chalamoid, there's a Chagiga Sarba Osar. So that's a Machlok HaSatanayim. Is that also the Raisa? And Erev Pesach Choli is B'Shabbos, not only is the Shechita's Korban Pesach is Derech HaShabbos, the Shechita's Arba Asav is also Deicha Shabbos. And the din of Shvira Setzim, that's a unique din, only a Korban Pesach, by all the Korbanos, there is no such din. There's no Aveira to break a bone in eating any other Korban. Only by Korban Pesach, the din of Shvira Setzim applies even to the Chagigas Arba Asav. One Tana holds like that, and we hold that. So we hold Chagigas, the whole need to bring Chagigas Arba Asav is only by the Rabban. Once you magnish it, it's a korban shlamim in Atar. It's a real korban. And it's nechel shneyamim v'laylecha. It's a regular shlamim. Doesn't have the dinim like a korban pesach, only nechel yom v'layla. So we pass on chagigas abosar is only mid the Rabban. And why did they introduce it mid the Rabban? That the pesach should be nechel ala sova. You have, let's say, the Gemara says, the Korban Pesach has to be toch shnosai. It's not like human beings that are born every day of the year. There's a certain number of people who are born. Usually, the same number every day. He said, unless there's a blackout, something like that, so that people couldn't watch television, so then more women are going to become pregnant that night. But if there's no blackout, nothing, no COVID, no other things intervening, interfering, so the same number of people are going to be born any day of the year. So the but by behemoths it's not so. There's a season when the behemoths are born. So the behemoths are born in the springtime, a little before Pesach, and you can't save an animal that was born this year before Pesach to bring in as a Korban Pesach next year. Has to be Pesach, has to be Toch Shnosa, has to be before the first birthday. So the Korbanos Pesach are very young, they're very small. They didn't develop yet to be Merakvasa Memeneizim, a big Kevis or a big Eis. It was just born a month ago. They're not so big. You have to make sure that it's Shmena, Ben Shmena Yamin. You have to make sure that it's 8 days old. And the Gemara says the average Korban Pesach had at least 10 people would be shutvim, 10, 15 people. Everyone would get a kazais. So you're supposed to eat the Korban Pesach a la sova. You have to eat other food and eat the Korban Pesach at the end of the meal, a la sova. So what do you eat to make the Korban Pesach a la sova? So eat the chagigas haba osar in advance. So the Mishnah assumes that there's an ikir and a tofel here. If you hold chagigas abos alav deraisa, if it's only with the rabbanon, so it's only a tofel to the Korban Pesach, that you should be able to eat the Korban Pesach al Hasova at the end of the meal when you're basically full, you're not starving anymore, you're almost full already, you leave a little room to eat the Korban Pesach at the end. So what if you said the bracha on the Korban Pesach? So one time we pass like Rabbi Kiva. Each one needs its own bracha. When you eat the chagigas habas, you need a bracha al achilas shlomim. When you eat the korban pesach, shev sham tazon al achilas korban pesach. Each one needs a bracha. But the other Tana, I think Rabbi Shmuel disagrees with Rabbi Akiva. He says that there's a nikar and a tofel. Biruch al pesach poteres hazevach. Biruch al zevach le poteres ha pesach. So how can it, so the Yoz of Ruh raises the question, how can you have birch? Let's say the person is eating potato with butter on it, but he's licking the butter first before he bites into the potato. So he doesn't say Bari Pri Hadoma when he licks the butter. If you eat butter, you say Shahakol. If you eat the potato with the salt, you eat the potato with the butter, you eat it all, but Vasachas, then you say Birch Alaikar, butter is hatfil. But if you eat the tofel before the ikar, then you have to say Brach on the tofel. So over here, you always eat the Chagigas HaBosa first, that the, or in order, that's the whole purpose of the Chagigas HaBosa, is Lab Deraisa, that the Pesach should be Nechal Al HaSova. So if you're eating the Chagigas HaBosa first, how do you ever have a case that he says the Birach Al HaPesach Poteres HaZevach? But if you're eating the Tofel before the Yikah, then you have to say a Birach Al HaMitzvah on the Tofel. So how does it say you say Birach on the Korban Pesach and that covers the Chagigas HaBosar? It's a Kasha on the Mishnah. What case is the Mishnah talking about? So the Yoz HaRuah asks the Kasha on the Mishnah. So the Yoz HaRuah answers, the Mishnah is talking about a rare case that the fellow ate the Chagigas HaBosar first and he forgot to say a Bracha. Hachma Maskina. That's called Unakimta Pshat. He gives Unakimta. Hachma Maskina. The Mishnah is talking about a case. He ate the Chagigas HaBosar and he finished eating all he's going to eat. Now he's about to eat the Korban Pesach and he half asleep. He realized, I forgot to say a bracha on the Chagigas HaBosar. Now he's about to eat the Korban Pesach. Should he say a bracha on the Korban Pesach and that'll cover the bracha that he should have said also on the Chagigas HaBosar? They say no. First he says the bracha on the Chagigas HaBosar that he ate already, lachar asiyosam. And then he'll say another bracha on the Ikah later. So the Yoz HaRuah learns that that's Mefurish in the Mishnah. The Mishnah is talking about a case where he ate already the Chagigas HaBosar, he forgot to say a bracha, now he's about, he's in between the Achilas Chagigas HaBosar and the Achilas HaKorban Pesach, should he say a bracha on the Ikah that'll cover the Tofel that he ate already? Or no, he has to say a bracha on the Tofel, even though it's Lachar Asiyosim. That's the Machlokes HaTanoim. So the way he reads the Mishnah, you have to say that that It is possible to recite the Birchas HaMitzvah Lachar Asiyosam. What is the Rambam going to do with that Mishnah? But the Shach raises a question. According to the Rambam, that you never say a bracha Lachar Asiyosam, and you always eat the Chagigas HaBosar before the Korban Pesach. That's the whole purpose of Chagigas HaBosar. Pesach should be Nechal Al HaSovah at the end of the meal. So how do you ever have, what case is the Mishnah talking about? That the Tanoim have a machlekes, whether he says the bracha on the ikar, that it should cover the tofel, it should have bracha on the Korban Pesach, but you eat the Korban Pesach after the tofel. So of course you have to say the bracha on the Chagigas HaBosar first. And if it's talking about the Hochma Askina, the Ukimta case that the Yoz HaRuah said, so once Mashanasa Kranasa, if he already ate the Chagigas HaBosar, you don't say bracha at all. So what's the Mishnah talking about? So the truth of the matter is, the Rambam has a different pshat in the din, in the Mishnah, HaPesach Nechal Al HaSova. We usually learn pshat, you eat the Korban Pesach at the end of the meal, when you're basically not starving anymore. Years ago, they didn't realize, see, as the years go on, so we keep on making life easier. So high tech, we have email and we have telephones and smartphones and everything. So we learned how to solve all the world's problems. So usually there used to be a Tainus Bukhairis on our Pesachs. And now the Rabbanim make a Siyam and nobody fasts. We solved the problem. Nobody has to fast on our Pesach, make a Tainus Bukhairis. But years ago they used to fast. So the... Um, Tosfos, we mentioned last week, Tosfos on Daf Ayin Aleph quotes the Yerushalmi, why is it Pesach Nechala Lasova? If you're going to eat the Korban Pesach in the beginning of the meal, then we're afraid of Shvira Setzim because the bones are very soft. The Korban is barely a week old. There's a season when they're born. They're born a week or two before Pesach. The Korban Pesach is not so big, and the bones didn't become hard yet. So there's a concern. If the fellow's eager to eat the Korban Pesach, let's say I'm sure there are poor people who haven't eaten meat all year long. They barely had what to eat, milchik, so they didn't have any meat. So once a year they're going to eat Korban Pesach, so they may be so eager to eat it, they may by mistake break, they may violate Shvira Setzim. So that's why they made a takana, you should eat the Chagigas HaBasa first. Chagigas HaBasa, we assume there is no Issur Shvira Setzim. According to that Tana, Chagigas HaBasa is deraisa, it's only Nechal Yom V'Laila, has all the same dinim as Korban Pesach, and is Decha Shabbos, if there are Pesach, Chali is B'Shabbos, you're allowed to be Makriv. Chagigas HaBasa, according to him, there's an Issur Shvira Setzim, and the Chagigas HaBasa also, but we don't accept his opinion. Oh, there is no Issur Shvira Setzim, and the Chagigas HaBasa. So we eat the Chagigas HaBasa first, then you eat the Pesach Nechal HaLasov at the end of the meal, that you're not starving anymore, and you'll be able to be careful not to make Shvira Setzim. But the Rambam does not translate like that. The Rambam says, HaPesach Nechal HaLasov doesn't mean at the end of the meal. The Rambam says, HaPesach is Nechal Kedei Lizboa Mimenu. You should eat Kedei Sviya. Instead of only eating one Kazayas, you should eat two Kazayasim. To demonstrate that the Ika Mitzvah is Korban Pesach. The matzah and the morer, everything is their isa, but you want to demonstrate that the yikam mitzvah is the Korban Pesach. So the matzah and the morer, you eat one kazayis. Korban Pesach, you eat two kazayisim. So the Rambam has it like this. First you eat one kazayis of Korban Pesach, then you eat the whole meal, then you eat chagigas haba'asar, and then you eat a second kazayis of the Korban Pesach at the end of the meal. The Mishnah says, Hashamish, the waiter who's serving on the people, Shamish me'ochal kazayis yotze, if he ate a kazayis, but he ever did yotze, even though he didn't have two kazayisim. But l'chatchidi should have kedei lizboa mimenu, v'yachalto v'savoto v'erachto. There's a machlokes hatanaim, how much bread do you have to eat in order to recite berachos hamazon. So one Tana says, kazayis, v'yachalto, and achila p'chusim kazayis, the Mishnah brochas. The next Tana says, you have to eat two kazayisim, because it's v'yachalto v'savoto. So what means something more than? So the Rambam writes, you have to eat Korban Pesach, Allah Sova means Kedei Lizbo Mimenu. That's the Lashon HaRambam. You should eat two Kazayisim. So the Rambam says, you eat one Kazayis Korban Pesach at the beginning of the meal, then you eat Chagigas HaBasa, then you eat the second Kazayis Korban Pesach later. So according to the Rambam, the question that the Yosef asked is a mistake. You say the Bracha on the Yikki, you say the Bracha on the Korban Pesach first. You don't eat the Chagigas HaBasa before the Korban Pesach. You eat first Korban Pesach, then Chagigas HaBasa, then you eat the second Kazayis of the Korban Pesach later. But you're going to say the Brocha al Achilas HaPesach before. So the whole kasha that the Ozerua had against the Rambam, he doesn't quote the Rambam, but the whole proof that he had from the Mishnah is Nishkan proof according to the way the Rambam understood. Anyway, so that's a Machlekes HaLacha L'maisa. What do you do? Under the Chuppah, the grandfather forgot Masada Kedushin 1,000 times by all of his balabatim. Well, when Masada Kedushin by his own grandchild, he was so excited he forgot to say the Birchas Harrison before being Masada Kedushin. Yeah, I remember once Rabbi Goldwich came over in the middle of the summer with all the boys from his camp. They were learning Kedushin one summer. So there was a Talmid Chacham, there was a Rebbe in one of the yeshivas, was a neighbor of mine. So yes, so they came, I should give him a shir on Kiddushin. So yes, this Rosh Yeshiva, you should also give a shir on Kiddushin. So he told what happened the first time he was Masada Kiddushin. He forgot also. First time he was Masada Kiddushin, he had to make sure the Eidim HaKosha, he asked all kinds of questions. He forgot to say the Birchas Harrison in advance. So he was discussing this din. He wasn't overwhelmed. It wasn't his grandchild. It was a Talmud who was getting married. But he made a mistake. He had them say, Harei Mukodeshes, he gave the ring before he said the bracha. So we paskin that b'dievet, we paskin that tazuro, b'dievet, you do say the bracha, even the achar asiyos.
Shouldn't there need to be a tzirif between the two achilos? Or you're just having one kazayis in the beginning, one kazayis in the end?
Yeah, I don't. There's no tzira. Not talking the achilas part. It's going to have the soup and all the vegetables and everything else also, in between.
So how can we call that the sphere, but not?
I don't think you need. Let's say you have to. We assume that birchas hamazon is only the rice. If you ate bread, kedei sphere. So if you eat less than a kazayis, so you had a kazayis, not talking the achilas part. That's not the achalta. You have to have the achalta kazayis talk the achilas part. Then misavata. Doesn't have to be that the second kazai should be tukad achilas pas of the first kazais. You can have more bread later. That's called visavata. That's called kedelis bami manu. You want to emphasize it. That's the ika mitzvah. Bismanazah, we don't have korban pesach. We only have the matzah and the morah. So which is the more important of those two? So the matzah is the rice and the morah is only the rabbanim bismanazah. That's what the gemara says. There was a machlokes where the matzah is the rice and bismanazah. We paskin that it is. So the Rambam writes at that din that the kedelis ba mimeno, you eat twice as much, now applies to the matzah as opposed to the morah. So the morah just have one kazais, and the matzah you should have two kazais to demonstrate. You have one kazais in the beginning of the meal, moitzi matzah, and then you have afikoymen at the end to demonstrate that the ikar mitzvah is man as matzah. Matzah is the rice, and the morah is only the rabban. So you want to have a double amount. And where do they get, where do you see this in the Mishnayos, that you want to demonstrate which is the more important, so you do more of that. So, Rabbi Yeruchim Perla was a businessman. He had a store. And he wrote this three-volume commentary on the piyut of Rav Sadia Gaon. Rav Sadia Gaon composed the piyut to be recited on Shavuos, where he rattles off all the 613 mitzvahs. Azharis. That's what the Balei HaTais used to compose Azharis. Piyutim, they used to recite the Piyutim in the middle of Kriyas HaTorah on Shavuos. Sometimes they would recite it in the middle of the Kriya Baseres HaDibrois. They would rattle off all of the mitzvahs that are based on the first of the Baseres HaDibrois. Then they would say Liyeh Lecha, then they would rattle off all the mitzvahs connected with the second one and so on. And sometimes they would say it after the davening, the different minhagim. Rabbi Soloveitchik said he remembered as a child that they used to say, it was very long piyutim, so they used to say half of the piyutim on the first day after of Shavuos, after Musaf, and the second half of the piyut, they would say on the second day Shavuos. It took forever, long, long piyutim. So this Balabas, Rabbi Yochanan Perlo, he was a businessman, so he has a fantastic three fat volumes. He took the piyut of Rav Sadia Gaon, where he seems to be listing off all the Tariag mitzvahs, and he explains what he's referring to, which mitzvahs he's referring to. It's all written in a poetic style. So he works hard to explain. So he says there is a Mishnah, and Rosh Hashanah says, in the Beis HaMikdash on Rosh Hashanah, on a Taina Sibur, on Rosh Hashanah there's a mitzvah in the Chumash to blow Shofar. On a Taina Sibur there's a mitzvah in the Chumash to blow Chatzotzes. So in the Migdosh, based on the Pasuk in Tehillim, Lefnei Hamelach Hashem means in the Beis HaMikdosh, you enhance the Tefillah. Whenever you have Shofar, you have Chatzotzer. Whenever you have Chatzotzer, you have Shofar. So, but there's a difference between Rosh Hashanah and Taina Sibur. Rosh Hashanah, the one blowing Shofar is in the middle, and two people blowing chatzotzos to the right and the left, they all blow simultaneously, then the people blowing the chatzotzos stop, and the Baal Tekev blowing the shofar blows twice as long, to demonstrate she'ikah mitzvah sayam b'shofar. And a Taina Sibur, but the ikah mitzvah is the chatzotzos, so you have two chatzotzos in the middle, then you have two people blowing shofar on the side, all simultaneously, and then when they stop, the woe is the blowing the chatzotzos continue to blow twice as long, to demonstrate the Ika mitzvahs hayoyim on a Taina Sibur is b'chatzotzos. So to demonstrate which is the more important from the two, the shofar or the chatzotzos, you blow twice as long. So that's what the Rambam writes over here. And b'zman shebeis hamikdash hayakam, you eat the korban pesach two kezesim. You have twice as much. And b'zman hazeh, that we don't have any korban pesach, and the two mitzvahs we have are matzah and mor. Matzah is the raisa. Wheat, pasch, and mor is only the rabbanon. So to demonstrate that the matzah is more important, so we eat a double amount of matzah. You eat a kazais in the beginning of the meal, a kazais in the end, to demonstrate that the matzah is the rice and the morah is the less important, the morah is the rabban. So he finds a similarity between the two. It's interesting, we spoke a little bit about this. In the days of the Balei HaTosfos, there was more than one Aliyah to Eretz Yisrael. So one of the later Balei HaTosfos went to Eretz Yisrael, and he wrote a whole Sefer Kafta Vaferach about the Gvulos of Eretz Yisrael, how they observe Shemitah, Trumas HaMaisvos, all different things. How do you daven? Where you observe Yantab Shenei Shel Golos, where you don't observe. So he writes, he heard that in earlier generations there was a consideration, they never did it, they were considering the possibility of bringing a Korban Pesach. So he says, how can they bring a Korban Pesach? Everybody's Tamei. So he keeps on writing, so around 10 chapters later he writes, oh, but I raised an issue, 10 chapters ago is not a problem. That's a din. If everybody's Tamei, the Korban Pesach is Bo Betumah. Then he quotes other issues as well. So the Chidor, who lived in the 1700s, wrote a Sefer, Birke Yosef. His name was Chaim Yosef David Azulai. So the Chidor wrote a Sefer Birkei Yosef, so he poses a kasha. If the Rishonim would want to bring a Korban Pesach, they'd have to build the Mizbeach. Okay, build the Mizbeach, that'll be Ravua, not a problem. The Arabs won't let you. that was one little problem, the Arabs wouldn't let him, but that they didn't realize that at the time. They were just talking theoretically. That's what Rabbi Kevega didn't realize that. Rabbi Kevega was the father-in-law of the Chassam Sofer. Chassam Sofer had three wives. When the first wife passed away, so he married the daughter of Rabbi Kevega. He was 1 year younger than Rabbi Kevega. His father-in-law was only 1 year older than him because it was his second wife. And then when she passed away, he married a third wife. The story goes that when Rabbi Kevega once came, Rabbi Kevega lived in Germany, and the Chassam Sofer at that time he got a rabbonus in Hungary. He was a yekid. The Chassam Sofer was brought up in Frankfurt. He was not an Ungarische. So he was brought up in Frankfurt, and he was friendly with the Rothschild family. So Rabbi Kevega suggested to the Chassam Sofer, since he knew the Rothschild family, Rothschilds were bankers, and they used to lend money to all the kings in the world. So maybe the Chassam Sofer should convince the Rothschilds, that some of them are very religious, that the Arabs in charge of the Makam HaMikdash should give permission to the Jews to bring the Korban Pesach. So he sent him back a letter, my dear father-in-law, you don't realize there's no chance in the world, nothing to discuss, they'll never let us bring a Korban Pesach. They claim that that's their, that the Makam HaMikdash belongs to them. They claim that that's where Muhammad went up to heaven and his horse, whatever. They're not going to let us bring any kind of bonus. But that's in the days of the Rishonim, they didn't realize that. So the Chidor and the Birkei Yosef and Hilchos Erev Pesach, when it talks in Shulchan Aruch, you're supposed to bring a Korban Pesach. We don't have the ability to, so at least after Chatzos and Erev Pesach, we should recite the Psukim and Chumash, and we should recite the Mishnayos of the Dinim of Korban Pesach and the Shalma for Him Swaseinu. So the Chidor is bothered with Akasha. Whenever the Mishnah says, whenever you build a new Mizbeach, the days of Moshe Rabbeinu, they did Meshicha. Meshicha b'shem and Mishchas Kodesh. B'zman hazeh, that din, kol hakedem shasem Moshe, Meshichosem ikat shasem. All the klisharis that Moshe Rabbeinu made, so they had to do Meshicha. But b'zman hazeh, mikam v'yelach, avodosem echan chosem. You have to be makir with some karbonis. So what karbonis are you makir when you build a new mizbeach? What karbonis you have to be makir with? So the Mishnah says in Menachos, emechan chenes ha-mizbeach ele betomet shol shach. You have to begin from the beginning. So all the karbonos are brought in between Tam Shel Shach and Tam Shel Bein Abayin. So you have to begin from the beginning. You have to be mechanech with Tam Shel Shach. Tam Shel Shach has to be paid for with machza shekel money. You can't just bring a korban Tam Shel Shach. Huh? Korban Pesach, you don't need machza shekel money. A person brings a korban Pesach, right? But if you can't be mechanech, they were talking about the possibility of making a new mizbeach, then you have to be mechanech. You have to be mechanech with Tam Shel Shach. Nobody explains that. They don't talk about being mechanech with Tom Shel Shachar. Tom Shel Shachar, you have to collect machzah shekel money. No one ever discussed such a possibility. So that's what the Chidor asked that kasha. So that's what we suggested. Perhaps the Teretz is like this. When you mechanech the Mizbeach, you have to be mechanech with Tom Shel Shachar. There are 354 days in the Jewish year. In the Goyish year, there are 11 days more, so 365 days. And the Jewish calendar is always 11 days less. And after 3 years, you're going to be 33 days behind the seasons. And you always want Pesach to be B'chodesh Ha'aviv, and you want Sukkot to be B'zman Ha'asif. It has to correspond. The year has to be a solar year. The Rambam writes the months are lunar months, and the year is a solar year. So that's why every 2-3 years you have to have a Shana Mubaris. You have to have an extra month to make sure that the year should be solar years. So the so the din is on all of the 353 days of the year. If you make a new mizbeach achitzon, you have to be mechanach from the beginning. Beginning of the avod every year is with the tamas shel shachar, except for korban pesach in the afternoon of erev pesach. When you bring the korban pesach, so the Mishnah says it's an exception to the rule. You bring it dafke after the tamas shel ben habayim. Bid the eved, the Mishnah says if you brought it before the tamas shel ben habayim, it would be kosher. It's not miyakeh bid the eved, but l'chatchila the correct zman for it being makriv. The Tamas shel ben habayim is after the korban pesach, so it's like a seder bifnei atzmo. So that's the beginning of the seder. Any other the 353 and a half days of the year, erev pesach in the morning, 353 and a half days a year. If you want to be machanach and mizbeach achitz, you have to begin from the beginning by bringing a Tamas shel shachar. But on erev pesach in the afternoon, you can begin by bringing a korban pesach, because that's a seder bifnei atzmo. It doesn't fit in with the normal seder. The normal seder is you begin with tamas shel shachar, you end with the tamas shel ben habayim. That's called esei dehashlama. You're not supposed to bring any korbanos before the tamas shel shachar. You're not supposed to bring any korbanos after the tamas shel ben habayim. Bid the yevid we paskin that you would be yotze if you brought it. If you brought korbanos before or after, you would be yotze bid the yevid. That's I mentioned that there used to be a fellow. Every other week he would come late to shul and Shabbos morning. He was missing a couple of marbles. So he would always come in the middle of Kriyas HaTorah. Then after Kriyas HaTorah, he would daven musaf with us. Then every time he did that, he would ask, can he still daven shacharis? We'd ask the rabbi, every other week, can he still daven shacharis? The rabbi would always tell him, yes. It says, but yeah, but you can daven shacharis. What's the shaila? Tosis raises a possibility, since you have to bring the Tamas shel shachar first, maybe if you brought the musaf before the Tamas shel shachar, maybe you're not yotze, maybe you have to daven shachris, then repeat musaf. So we paskan that b'dieved, if you brought the musaf before the Tamas shel shachar, b'dieved, it's kosher. And if you brought any karbonis after the Tamas shel ben habayim, also b'dieved, it's kosher. But there's a seder l'chatchila, all the karbonis, that's called esed ha-shlama. Allah Hashlem kol hakabonos kulam. You should bring all the kabonos in between the Tamas shel shachar, Tamas shel ben habayim. So the one day of the year when you bring kabonos not within the seder, that's erev Pesach after Chatzos. Tosis is not sure what about Pesach Sheni. They bring, the Mar never says one way or the other. Pesach Sheni was also brought after the Tamas shel ben habayim. Or is it part of the regular seder? That's a question. But the discussion that they had in the days of the earlier Rishonim, that they were discussing the possibility of making a mizbech and bringing korban pesach, that was that's a seder bifnei atzmo. So you can be mechanach the mizbech with hakrovas hakorban pesach. You don't have to be mechanach dafke with bringing the tamas shel shachar. Der Samech has a, the Netziv has a famous comment. The Netziv comments. The pasuk says in the Teichach in Bechukosai, "Vashem Moshe as Mikdashechem Alay Arich Bereach Nichochachem." Kodesh Baruch Hu says, "I will be angry at the Jewish people because they're going to violate Shemitah, they're going to worship Avodah Zarah, they're going to destroy the Beis Hamikdash, and I'm not interested in smelling the korban. Don't do me any favors. Don't bring any korbanos." Vashem Moshe as Mikdashechem Alay Arich Bereach Nichochachem. So the Gemara derives from that pasuk that makriv and afal pishem bais, that the makam amigdash is kitchel losi lovai, you can bring karbonis even after the churban abais. Where do you see you can bring karbonis? Hashemosi has migdashechem, because it says Hashemosi before the word migdashechem, even after shmama, it still has the status of a base amigdash. Maybe it means that's what it sounds like in the Mishnah, from the phrase Hashemosi has migdashechem, afil pishem bishmamusim adain. Just because of the Seder of the words, that means I will destroy the Beis HaMikdash that used to be a Beis HaMikdash, no longer is a Beis HaMikdash. So the Netziv, and the same thing, Rabbi Yanke Vetlinger and his Chuvas, and Chuvas called Binyan Zion, because the first two Chuvas in the Chuvas Sefer Binyan Zion, was sent to Reb Tzvi Hirsch Kalisha, who had this suggestion, we should just go ahead and build a Beis HaMikdash and bring Karbonis and all the problems will be solved. So he has the same as the Nitziv, Rabbi Yankov Etelka has, that the Raya from the Pasuk is not from the Seder of the words of Hashem, Moshe has Mikdash Eich. That doesn't prove. No, it says, I will destroy the Beis HaMikdash, don't do me any favors after I destroy the Beis HaMikdash. Don't do me any favors. Don't volunteer to bring any karbonis. I mean, don't volunteer. If there's no Beis HaMikdash, you can't bring karbonis. They see that you can. You can bring karbonis even after the Beis HaMikdash is in a state of destruction. But Kodesh Baruch Hu says, don't do me any favors. I'm not interested in your karbonis. So even if you hold kitcha losi love, but the structure of the Beis HaMikdash is not there. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu says he's not interested in the Karbonis, except for Korban Pesach. That's the only one. Because, why? Because you look through the whole Chumash, every Korban, Oilon, Shlamim, Echatos, and Osham, every Korban always says Reach Nichayach, except for Korban Pesach. Korban Pesach, the only Korban that never says Reach Nichayach. So the HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, I'm going to destroy the Beis HaMikdash and don't do me any favors by bringing Karbonis. I'm not interested, but Korban Pesach is not L'Reach Nichayach. So that's the only Korban that they would discuss. That's what the Netziv suggests, and that's what before him, the Rabbi Yankov Etlinker in the Chubas, in the first two Chubas, in the Chubas Binyan Sion, the first two Chubas are written to Tzvi Hirsch Kalasha about the possibility of bringing Karbonis Mizmanazah. He writes the same as well. That the only meduba was about bringing Korban Pesach. Interesting. So that's a separate state of Bifnei Atzma. Why should Korban Pesach be different? It's interesting. So there is a Mishnah in the end of Pesachim where there's a machlokes Bishamai Bisilo. We paskin like Beis Hillel against Beis Shammai. A Gershon is Gaya and Erev Pesach are the last couple of days before Erev Pesach. So would we allow him, would we permit him to participate in the Korban Pesach? Why not? He's Jewish now. So this Hillel have a Gzera Derabbanan, and we pass him like the Gzera Derabbanan. We don't, Minatora is Mechuyev to bring the Korban Pesach, Rabban, we don't let him. Because it could well be that he just went to a funeral yesterday. A Goy is not Mekabel Tumah. So he'll be Megayer today, and he's not Tomei. When he touched yesterday, a Goy is not Mekabel Tumah. And then he'll remember next year, he'll bring a Korban Pesach, even though he went to a funeral a day before our Pesach. He won't realize last year he wasn't Jewish. So when he went to a funeral, he wasn't Mekabel Tumah. So he can bring the Korban Pesach the same day, the next day. But now that he's Jewish, a year later, he's Jewish already. If he goes to a funeral, he'll become Tomei for 7 days. And lead Azal Shlish and Shvi from Paraduma water. And he won't be able to be makir with the Korban Pesach. So Bisul made a Gzera Derabbanan. If the Ger went in his Gair in the last couple of days before Pesach, we don't permit him to eat, we don't permit him to participate in the Korban Pesach. So the Minchas Chinuch raises a question on Parshas Boy, on the Mitzvah of Shechitas HaPesach, that usually there is a din that's in Krisis, the beginning of the second parak. Second parak talks about Abom Chusri Kapora. Chusri Kapora means a person who is tamei, who went to mikveh and had Harav Shemesh, but he didn't bring the korban yet. There are four Chusri Kapora. Zab Zav Yoledus and Mitzora. When they become tamei, and then when they become tohar, you have to go to mikveh, and you have to have Harav Shemesh, and then you have to bring a korban to complete the tahara procedure. And Kol Zman that he doesn't bring the korban, he's called Mechusa Kippurim. He's not allowed to enter the Beis HaMikdash. So then the Mishnah says there, a ger, Shenis Gair, in a certain sense, has a little bit of a din similar to Mechusa Kippur. A ger, Shenis Gair, is Jewish. He's missing a little bit. So one din is, if it's a woman who is Megar, she's not allowed to marry a kohen. A Gior is not allowed to marry a Kohen. Are there any other differences? So the Gemara says, yes, a Gershon is Gayer, is obligated to bring a Korban Oilo. He can bring an Oilos Behemoth that'll cost him $1,000 or more, or he can bring an Oilos Oif that'll cost him $100, $50, whatever. So everybody brought the Oilos Oif. Why should they spend so much money to bring Oilos Behemoth? So the Gemara says, Kolzman, the Ger didn't bring the Oilos, the Korban Oilo, either Oilos Behem or Oilos Oif, whatever he wants to bring, he's not permitted to eat Korbanos. So the Menachas Chinuch raises a question, The Mishnah didn't say that. The Mishnah has this machlokes b'sham and b'sila. It doesn't say anything about bringing the korban ager. So the Menachas Chirach assumes that they took care of it. He brought the oilas beima, the oilas of. So the Osameach has a chiddush in the Meshech Chochma, and he says of the chiddush I ha'erachti. In his chiddushim, he has more on this. So I remember a friend of mine who used to come. He wasn't a student here. He used to come to hear Rav Soloveitchik Shiurim. Years ago, they didn't have a guard in the front. That's only after 9/11. Whoever came in used to come in and listen to the shiur. So this guy was learning in Yerushalayim in the Miri Yeshiva. And then a Chalamoy, he had nothing better to do, so he went to Hebrew University. And after the Second World War, the Nazis had collected Svarim from all over Kisvayad and printed Svarim. They collected all these Svarim. And then after they lost the war, so the Allies were dividing all of the Svarim that they had. So they sent one third to Yeshiva University. They have them rotting away. And they got us in life. Nobody does anything. They have Kisvayad. They were never printed. They're very, some of them are extremely valuable. They had Kisvayad of Rabbi Kivegis Shabbos Hagodol Droshes here. I remember one professor once showed it to me. Someone came, he walked off with it, and he printed it. And he didn't even say that he stole it from Ayul. He didn't give credit. If he's got it right, he got it from Ayul. They'll sue him. Why he walked off with the manuscript? The other Kisvayad here. So they sent one third to Ayul, one third, I think, they sent to the Jewish Theological Seminary, all of Asholim, that's disappearing. And one third they sent to the Hebrew University. So this student, his name was Greenwald. He's a businessman now. I think he manufactures leather belts. Nice yeshivish guy. So he went to the Hebrew University in Echalamoid, and he was looking around. What do they have in the Kisvayad? So he saw that they had a Ksavyad from the early 1900s from the city Dvinsk, and they don't know who wrote it. So he said he's going to take a look. So he found this chiddush. And then he saw other things that the Yosemech says of chiddush ha'arachti. Either Yosemech writes in his Sefer on the Rambam, or the Meshech Chochma, he found everything that the Yosemech said of chiddush ha'arachti. He found it over here. So he identified this as a manuscript written by the Yosemech. So he has this arichas that the Gersh and his Gayer doesn't have to bring an oilo, it doesn't have to make korban agir. The Tanoim have a comment, Mishchu k'rulachem tzon shachatu ha-pesach, Mishchu yedechem mi'avodizora. The korban pesach is a korban hageris. That was the korban geris for all of Klal Yisrael. They would, from that time on, the Egyptians used to worship kvasim and izim. The brothers of Yosef were talking about Yosef. They said, we're going to shecht in Nisbach, we're going to shecht to Abbas Mitzayim v'lo yiskalunu. They'll stone us if we'll shecht the behema. So that's what they did. They shechted what they considered the Avodah Zarah, and that was their Korban Hagera. So he says, Lidoris also. The Korban Pesach can serve as a Korban Hagera. There's no need. If the Ger is Nisgai, right, before Pesach, he doesn't have to bring another Korban Oilah. He can be Yotzei with the Korban Pesach, that is the Korban Hageris. That was the interesting Chiddush, how he identified the Ksavyad as that of the Arsameach. There is an interesting topic, the Gemara has a Machloikis HaTanoim, where the Noshem Berishon Choyv and Noshem Berishon Rishus, where the women participating in the Korban Pesach Rishon, is that a Din D'Oraisa or a Din D'Rabbana? So we pass Noshem Berishon Choyv. So when you go through the Gemara around Daf Tzadik Aleph, you go through the discussion, what's the Svara HaChitzoina? What's the Muskal Rishon? So the Gemara assumes the Pashtus is that women should be Mechuyiv in Korban Pesach, and the burden proof is on the one who wants to say that women are only, it's only optional, women are not Mechuyiv. So the Sfasemes asks the Kasha on the Gemara, why is the Svara HaChitzoina? Why is the Muskal Rishon that women are Mechuyiv? Should have been women should be potter because it's a mitzvah, says Shaz Magraman. Women should be potter. Why is the Gemara assuming the Pashtus, if you don't have a pasuk one way or the other, that women are Mechuyiv in Korban Pesach? Should it be women should be potter? So he gives an answer. He says, since the din is that if you don't bring Korban Pesach, there's a punishment of Kores. And the Rambam writes in the Pirush HaMishnayos on Makkos in the third Perek, the Rambam writes, whenever there's an Issa, whenever there's a punishment of Kores, that's an indication that there's a loisesi. So the Lacha Mishnah on Hilchas Sanhedrin quotes that Rambam in the Pirush Hamishnayos. He says it's not true. The Mishnah lists off the first Mishnah creases, lists off Lamed Vav creases Hamuras Batoira, and then it says, but two of the creases they're only an essay. There's no lav at all. Even though the score is one is Mila, one is Pesach. Pesach Hamila. If a person doesn't do a bris Mila on himself, he becomes bar mitzvah and he doesn't take care of the bris Mila. He doesn't bring a carbon Pesach. He's punished with Koris, even though there is no lav, even though it's only an essay. And the Gemara said that's why you don't bring a chatos if you violated b'shoigeg Pesach Mila. You don't bring a chatos because you only bring a chatos if you violated a lav, and there is no lav. So how can the Rambam write in the Pirush Hamishnayos the Makkos in the third parak whenever this Koris be yodua that there's a lav? It's not true. So the Pashta says the Rambam didn't mean that there's a lav as a put. It means that there's an iser. So the Rambam says, whenever there's kares, it means that you violate, it's an iser asay. But it doesn't have to be a lav. So that's the Pashta's mitzvah says, shazman grama, women are put, is only if it's an essay kiyumis. But if the iser essay, the Prima Godem has like that. You have an iser essay shazman grama, just like women are mechuyev to observe the lois essay shazman grama. So the women are obligated to observe the Isser Esish as Magrama. So that's why by Korban Pesach, since there is Kares, so it would have been that women are Mechuyev. There is a famous Rambam in Hilchos Korban Pesach. The Rambam says, you're supposed to broil the Korban Pesach Rosh al Krov al Kirba. You're not supposed to slice it into lamb chops and then broil the lamb chops separately. You have to boil the whole Korban Pesach all together, l'chatchila, and then you slice it later on. So the Rambam says you have to cut out the chutei chelev and the chutei dam, because if you leave in the chelev and the dam when you broil it, so the whole Korban will become treif, so that you won't be able to eat it. So you cut out chutei chelev, chutei dam, but you leave in the gidanosha, and after you finish boiling it, then you cut out the gidanosha. So the Ravid writes Bahasogas on the Rambam. He always writes a humorous style. So he says, if I were there in the Beis HaMikdosh, and this character, the Rambam, would bring his Korban Pesach, I would throw it on the floor and tell him he's not allowed to eat it because he just made a treif. You broil the Korban Pesach with the Gidanosh, you just made the whole Korban Pesach treif. So it's a pella in the Rambam, just like the Rambam says you have to cut out the chute chelev and the chute dam before you broil it, not to make a treif. Why doesn't it require you have to cut out the Gidanosha that it shouldn't make a treif? So the Kesem Mishnah comes to defend the Rambam, and he says there is a Machlokes HaTanam in Perek Gidanosha, that's a Perek towards the second half of the end of Chulin, and we pask on Halacha L'maaseh, Ein Begidnim B'Noseh Tam. If you cook a pot with Gidanosha, which is treif, together with kosher food, there's no din of Tam Kikah. It has a funny flavor, Eitzu. A Torah sauce. It doesn't have a normal flavor, and Tam Kika doesn't apply. So since the Gidanosha doesn't make treif, so preferable is to broil the whole Korban Pesach together, Rosh al Korab al Kirbay, with the Gidanosha, and you cut it out later on. Then the Kesem Mishnah is bothered with a kasha, but what about Shumer Agid? The Gemara says, Min HaTorah only Gidanosha is also, but the Shumer Agid is Mutter. However, Min the Rabbanan, you're not allowed to eat Shumer Agid. So if you're going to broil, but the Shumer Agid is not going to make the whole Korban Pesach treif. So that's a machloikis in Tosfos. Shumer Agid is only awesome at the Rabbanan. Tosfos assumes a gzera otu gid. So maybe it can't be mochom, but then gid. So since ein begidn benois in tam, since gid anasha eitzu atoira asrasa, it doesn't have enough flavor to say tam kiker. Maybe even though the Shumer Agid tastes schmaltzy, it's a schmaltz like shuman, but maybe they were never machma on the Shumer Agid. That would have been a good answer, but the Rambam doesn't hold like that. And we don't paskin like that. We paskin Shumer Agid does us. So it's a problem. How does the Rambam say, the Ravid's kasha, how does the Rambam say that you leave the Gid with the Shumer Agid and you only cut it out afterwards as Lacha Maisa, after you broiled it already? So everything became treif mitam Shumer Agid. So the Kesem Mishnah gives the following answer. He says, the Loshon HaGemara is that the Shumer Agid is mutam and HaTorah, and never says that they asked ben the Rabban. It says Yisrael Kiddoshim Noagu Bo Iser. So the Kesem Mishnah learns Pshat, the Prima Godim quotes this Kesem Mishnah. He says that's the correct answer in the Ram. Because Mishnah says he's so kadosh and noga ba'isa means that it's asamitam minig. So he says you can have a minig in violation of a real din. Here the minig is outright in contradiction to the din. The din is supposed to be rosh al karov al kirboy. So you're going to have a minig not to eat shumar agid. You're going to cut out all the shumar agid. It's not going to be rosh al karov al kirboy. So he says once a year on Leil Pesach, all the Jews in the world that came to Yerushalayim violated the minig of eating shumar agid. Every other day of the year, you don't eat shumar agid, except for Leil Pesach. When they eat the Korban Pesach, everybody ate shumar agid. Interesting chiddush. Very interesting chiddush. The Gemara has a machlekes hatanoim. What's the nature of Pesach Sheni? It's Pesach Sheni, tashlum el rishon. Whoever didn't bring Pesach Rishon has to bring Pesach Sheni. Or they say, maybe it's a regal bifnei atzmo. What's the difference? The difference is, what if it's a cut in the shehigdil? Ben Rishon the Sheni. I have three sons. One of my sons was born in between Pesach Rishon and Pesach Sheni. So, let's say, that year that he became Bar Mitzvah, he wasn't Mechuyim at Pesach Rishon. He was a cotton. So if you say Pesach Sheni is Tashlum al Rishon, whoever wasn't Mechuyim at Pesach Rishon, not Mechuyim to bring Pesach Sheni. But if you say it's a regal Bifnei Atzmai, so then if there would have been a Beis HaMikdash, he would have been Mechuyim to bring Pesach Sheni. Or Gershon is Geyer. Let's say a non-Jew converts in between Pesach Rishon and Pesach Sheni. If it's Tashlum al Rishon, he's not Mechuyim to make Tashlum, he wasn't Jewish on Pesach Rishon. So we paskin that Pesach Sheni regal Bifnei Atzmai, the Gershon is Geyer Bintayim, is Mechuyiv. So the Rama Madzan, the Mekotten Shehigdel Ben Taim is Mechuyiv to participate in Pesach Sheni, provided that he didn't eat Pesach Rishon. But what if he did eat Pesach Rishon? So then he doesn't have to have Pesach Sheni. So the Turi Eden is a sefer written by the Shagas Aryeh and Rosh Hashanah Megillah, a few more Mesichtas. So the Turi Eden asked the Kasha, there is a Gemara in Rosh Hashanah. A person has temporary fits of insanity. He's eaten mechala, eaten shayta. So if he does a mitzvah, he listens to tkir shayfer, his manchu hu shayta, he's not yoytze, he has to listen again on the same day. Rosh Hashanah in the afternoon, he'll be cholim, he'll be bari, he'll be healthy. He's not yoytze the mitzvah on his shayta. So one could have said, because his shayta is like kavanah shelo latze. But the Rambam doesn't say that. The Rambam says, because he heard the tkirs at the time that he was putter. So that's a problem. The cotton ate Korban Pesach at the time that he was potter. So how was he yotze with the Korban Pesach that he had the katnusa? That's the Turi Eben's kasha. So Turi Eben lived in the 1700s, Shagas Aryeh. So Rav Chaim Soloveitchik said, no, that's the definition of Pesach Sheni. Whoever ate Pesach Rishon, however, has no shaychas with Pesach Sheni. And then it seemed Rav Chaim Soloveitchik married the granddaughter of the Netziv. So the Netziv has a tshuva about the following topic. A child before bar mitzvah in cheder, so they teach him how to tie tzitzis on the beged. So in some yeshivas, the Rebbe ties the first knot and the first kricha, then the children tie the rest. So the tzitzis are kosher, even if you don't tie all the rest. So the tzitzis were done by a gadol, by the Rebbe. But what if the child tied the whole tzitzis? So Tosfos' opinion is that not only do you need tviya lishma to take the wool and to convert it into thread, into strings, that has to be tviya sachutim lishma. When you tie the chutim on the beg, it also has to be done lishma. That's what the Rambam holds not so, but that's what Tosfos holds. The kshira sachutim on the beg, it has to be done lishma. And a cotton is not a bardas, so you can't do lishma. So the shayla is, can the cotton continue to wear the arba kamfas that he tied the katnuso? Because when he tied it, he was a cotton. It was shaloi lishma. So the Netziv says it's okay, and he gets it from this Rambam. Since the child participated in mitam chinuch in the korban Pesach Rishain, so he's not mechuyev to make tashlum later. So the tzitzis that he tied the katnuso is good even after he becomes a goner. Chaim thought that it wasn't correct at all. Rav Chaim says that the reason why he doesn't have to bring Pesach Sheni is because he participated in Pesach Rishon. No such din that whatever he did mitam chinuch b'katnuso is good for later. That's halacha lemaisa. That's a shaila. There's one more issue. I'll mention that's halacha lemaisa. There's a din in Parshas Nasai of Pesach Sheni. Whoever didn't bring Pesach Rishon has to bring Pesach Sheni. So the Chumash gives two examples: Tomei or Bederech Rechoika. If the person was Tomei Pesach Rishon, he wasn't able to participate. Or Bederech Rechoika, he was far away from Yerushalayim. So when do you determine Derech Rechoika? So there are different opinions. So Rashi and Taisus learn the Rambam has a totally different shita. Rashi and Taisus learn where is the person at Chatzos? The Chiyuv Korban Pesach begins at Chatzos. So if the person at Chatzos, you draw a line around Yerushalayim, you draw a circle around Yerushalayim, and the radius of the circle is Tezvav Mil. Menamodim Vilifim, from Modiin to Yerushalayim is 15 mil, so you draw such a circle. Whoever is Menamodim Vilifim, that's called Derech Kareva, because if he starts to walk at average pace, walking, if he'll go by camel, he'll get there much faster. Go by car, get the helicopter much faster. He can really reach Yerushalayim. But if he's gonna walk, so he won't get there till Shkia if he's outside of 15 mil. So that's called Derech Rechoika. So the Gedolim, the Talmidim of the Nadi Behuda lived in the 700s. After Nadi Behuda passed away, the Talmidim had a machlokes. They invented the trains at that time. So in the days of the Baisheni, the normal traveler who would travel a long distance would go by foot. They wouldn't go by camel because it was too expensive. They didn't have any trains. But what about now that we have a train, so people are going to travel a long distance. The Ruba are going to go by train. Today they're going to go by plane. They're not going to walk by foot. So is there a halacha Moshe Messina that that's it? It's determined, Tezvav Mil, it's determined by the average person going to walk by foot. But he said the halacha depends on what's the average way the average traveler would go. So they say, what's an afkamina lasid lava when the third Beis HaMikdash will be built? We'll have Tchias HaMeisim, so we'll ask Moshe Rabbeinu what the din is. Yeah, but until Moshe Rabbeinu comes, we have such a din in Hilchas Avelus. The din is, if someone died, and they had no telephones, they had no emails, so they had no way of notifying the children who live in a different city that a relative died. So what's the din? The child comes to visit the parents, he didn't know that anybody died, he comes into the house, he sees they're all sitting shiva. So if he comes, the mokum karev, if he comes from a close location, he doesn't have to sit shiva all the 7 days. It's considered as if he was there from the beginning. He gets up at that, even if he comes on the seventh day in the morning. But he still didn't say Miktas Ayam Kukulai, so he finishes the Shiva, he bears Shiva then for half an hour, and he gets up at the rest. But Bami Mokam Rochak, if he comes from a far off distant location, then he has to count Shiva on his own. So the question is, what's called Mokam Kar, what's called Mokam Rochak? The Gemara never says. So Tosfos quotes the Rif, who quotes the Rav Haigoen, that is 40 mil. Where did 40 mil come from? It's the same shear for Derech Kareva, Derech Rechoika, but over there it depends on how far can you get by walking from Chatzos till Shkia. So that's 15 mil, because you're only measuring that amount of time. But by Avelus, it depends how far can you get by walking a whole day if a person will be traveling one day's distance. So the question is, what's the definition of Mokum Kar, Mokum Rochek, Bizman Hazeh? Maybe it depends on 40 mil, the way it always used to be. Or maybe in every generation, it depends on what's considered normal. So normal is, let's say, if the Gvura is in Eretz Yisrael, then they're going to come back. They can come back within one day. People normally, they don't go by boat anymore. Most people travel from one side of the globe to the other. Go by plane. So that's the Shaila. So then you're going to do away with the whole din of Makam Rochak? There's never a Makam Rochak. You can arrive anywhere in the world within one day's traveling. So they quote the Rav Moshe Feinstein was of the opinion that you have to have a Makam Rochak. There's an institution of Chumash of Derech Rechoika. So he thought the whole din of Makam Kor, Makam Rochak, even if you hold it, depends on what's the average way of traveling in your generation, has to be on the same continent. If it's on a different continent, the whole din doesn't apply. That's what Moshe Feinstein felt. You have to limit it. Otherwise, the whole world is all mock and korb. That's ridiculous. So that's a shayla halacha lemaisa, if this is so. So that's what they wrote in the 1700s. They said, when they build the third Beis HaMikdash, we'll have Tchiyas HaMeis and we'll ask Moshe Rabbeinu. But until Moshe Rabbeinu comes back from the dead, what do we do? Binaget to Avelis. So in Avelis, we say, halacha k'deva ha-mekel ba'ovel, we'll mekel. So a mekel to say, even if the person is more than 40 mil away, but that's the normal way of traveling, you would be able to arrive within one day. That's called Bami Machim Karev. So when Mekel and Hilchas Avelos. Okay, Korban Pesach has a lot of unique dinim, different, totally different from all the other karbanos. We'll have to discuss some other occasion. Okay, are people interested in having a shiur tomorrow on Parsha Shmini? Maybe we'll have a shiur tomorrow. What time is good? Same time, 11 o'clock. Maybe 11 o'clock tomorrow, Parsha Shmini. Very good.
Thank you, Rabbi.